Let's turn in God's Word now to Ezekiel chapter 2. Ezekiel 2, verses 1 through 10. Ezekiel 2, verses 1 through 10. And we'll start in verse 1. Remember, these are the words of God. They are inerrant, infallible, and they are authoritative for us from God. Then he said to me, "Son of man, stand on your feet that I may speak with you." As he spoke to me, the Spirit entered me and set me on my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. Then he said to me, "Son of man, I am sending you to the sons of Israel, to a rebellious people who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day. I am sending you to them who are stubborn and obstinate children, and you shall say to them, 'Thus says the Lord God.' As for them, whether they listen or not, for they are a rebellious house, they will know that a prophet has been among them. And you, son of man, neither fear them nor fear their words, though thistles and thorns are with you and you sit on scorpions. Neither fear their words nor be dismayed at their presence, for they are a rebellious house. But you shall speak my words to them whether they listen or not, for they are rebellious. Now you, son of man, listen to what I am speaking to you. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I am giving you." Then I looked, and behold, a hand was extended to me, and lo, a scroll was in it. When he spread it out before me, it was written on the front and the back, and written on it were lamentations, mourning, and woe. And that is the word of God. Remember last Lord's Day when we began this book in chapter 1 with the description we saw at the end of Jesus, in which Ezekiel falls down before the very last verse in verse 28. He falls down before him and he hears a voice speaking, the Lord Jesus speaking. And that's who's speaking in chapter 2. And he calls the prophet Ezekiel to stand so he may speak with him. And upon the Lord Jesus speaking to Ezekiel, the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, entered him. And the Spirit set Ezekiel on his feet. And then Ezekiel is ordained to his office to be sent to go to the house of Israel as a prophet to speak the word of God, to say, "Thus says the Lord God." And he's to go to the house of Israel, who are now captives and exiles in Babylon. And he would go to be a prophet to them. He would go and deliver God's word to them. The house of Israel, he describes, we know going through Jeremiah, what kind of a people they are. They are stubborn and obstinate, as he says here, but they are rebellious. Remember, as you heard the reading of the word, how many times he said, it's a rebellious house, they're a rebellious people. Over and over and over. But in that verse 6 to Ezekiel, he says, "Do not be afraid of them, not them or their words." And then the remaining verses, Ezekiel is commanded what to say to them. The words have been put into his mouth to speak, and that is signified by this vision of the scroll that he is to eat. That is the words. From the scroll, he is to eat. And that we'll find in the next chapter, he does eat. But we see here and are reminded of the call to all prophets, that they are to speak the words of God to hearers, and in speaking one, not to be afraid of those who are the hearers, fearing man, not fearing man or what they may do. And that is a particular application to pastors and elders today, of course. Though they are not prophets in the specific sense of Scripture, they are filling the office where they are speaking the word of God to hearers. And that is why your elders need your prayers daily, that we would not fear man. Even if you yourselves, we ourselves would be a rebellious people, that we would not, the elders would not fear speaking the truth to you. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful that we are a people who are not rebellious only by the grace of God. We are a people who love your word, though we are at fault at some times and become comfortable in our lives and don't love your word as we ought. We do love your word, though, because you have given us the Holy Spirit, just as you gave Ezekiel the Holy Spirit to strengthen him to this task of being a prophet to the exiles, to a rebellious people. Father, you have given us grace. You have given us your Spirit to strengthen us to hear you speak, that we would not be rebellious. We do not want to be rebellious. We want to be a faithful people who love you and who stand before you only by the grace of God, only by your righteousness and your Spirit working in us. Father, we're thankful for the word. We do thank you for elders, and elders not just in our congregation, but throughout the world, those who love your word and who teach it and preach it. And we pray for all of them, including the elders here, that you would make us faithful to proclaim your word, to teach your word, not fearing man, but fearing you alone. That we would speak with authority because your word is authoritative, because it is your word. And Father, we're thankful that you have revealed yourself to us, and you continue doing so through your word. We pray that you would admonish us and encourage us, to correct us and train us in righteousness, to teach us all that we need in faith and in life, in faith and in practice, that we would be godly men and women and children who love you and who declare your great works to the nations. Father, we're thankful as we praise you this day that Karen has been released from the hospital. We thank you for that, and that she's home. Lord, strengthen her body. Father, we pray for our government and those in authority over us, that you would turn their hearts unto you, that they would love your law, and that they would continue allowing us to worship freely according to your word, that they would not try to shut us down or make us to be silent. And yet, Father, we understand that in places throughout the world, governments have done that, or attempted to do that. And we pray that you would make us faithful if that happens here. Just like Ezekiel was called to be faithful to your word, whatever you said, we pray that we would be faithful. Even if persecution is to come, we pray that we would love you above all other things, even our bodies, even our comfort. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.